You're listening to a 1FM podcast.
You're listening to 98.5 1FM. This is Andrew Skinner on Anzac Day. And on the line today, we have Anzac Army historian, and that is Matt McLaughlin. Hello, Matt. How are you doing today?
I'm well, Andrew. Thanks for having me on.
No worries, Matthew. And I hear you're an Army historian. What got you into studying Army history?
Well, I've never had the honour of actually being in the Army. I have lots of respect for the people that serve, but I came to this as a journalist who is just fascinated with military history. And from the time of being a young boy out in regional New South Wales, I was just fascinated with the story of the Anzacs. And I've been lucky that as I've gotten older, I've gotten to write books about it and do podcasts and documentaries. And now it's my career. And in addition to that, I also get to accompany people on tours to battlefields all over the world. So I'm very lucky that I get to make my passion my career.
Oh, that's wonderful. And what was the most fascinating piece of information that you found out about World War One and World War Two?
That's a good question. What I say is the thing I'm most interested in is what I'm working on at the moment. And I've just finished a book about Gallipoli. And it's about a battle that I think is quite extraordinary and not very well known in Australia called the Battle of Krithia. And this was a battle that about 5,000 Australian and New Zealanders fought in May 1915 at Gallipoli, and about half of them were killed or wounded. So it was a horrific battle. But it's really surprising that it sort of slipped through the cracks of history and not many people know about it. So I love discovering those stories and telling them to an audience that perhaps isn't aware of what went on.
Yeah, that's great. And I believe in the town of your birth, West Wyalong, that there was a Victoria Cross recipient. Did you ever get to speak to I believe his name is Reg?
Yeah, that's right, Reg Ratty. I did know him quite well. He was a good mate of my grandfather's, and he grew up in that area and went off to fight in the war, and he won one of the last Victoria Crosses of the Second World War in Bougainville in 1945. So a very heroic tale of capturing single-handedly a whole bunch of Japanese pillboxes and saving the day. So he was a good knockabout Aussie bloke, and he died in the mid-80s. But as a younger man, I knew him, and it was great to have that connection. And there's now a memorial to him in the town of West Wyalong, and I was fortunate a few years ago to go back and give a speech at that opening and tell a little bit of Reg's history. So yeah, he's one of the most famous sons from West Wyalong. So it's great to have that connection with the history.
Yeah, there's I've been to West Wyalong before, and I've seen there's quite a bit of military history there. So I never got to see much about Reg or anything, but so that's really extraordinary. And what books are you writing now about World War One and World War Two?
Well, the book that I've just finished is the one I mentioned, which is called Krithia.
Krithia, yep.
It'll be out in July this year, but last year I had a book out about the Cowra Breakout, which is
I've heard about the Cowra Breakout.
Yeah, for people who are interested in their World War Two history, it's a fascinating story because it tells the story of about 1,000 Japanese prisoners launching a huge breakout in the prisoner of war camp in Cowra in 1944. So that's an incredible story. And I was fortunate to be able to tell that story in my last book, and that book's done very well. So a lot of people have read that and rediscovered that story of Cowra, which is a story that really deserves to live on. It's a remarkable chapter of our World War II history.
Yeah, that's magnificent. And just for my interested listeners out there, where can we get a hold of those books that you discussed, Krithia and the Battlefield Guide, I believe?
A couple of other ones I've done is Walking with the Anzacs, which is my guide to the Western Front battlefields in France and Belgium,
yep.
And also Gallipoli, the Battlefield Guide. You can find that as well. But they're in bookshops Australia-wide. So I was in my local bookshop the other day and saw that Cowra is still up on the shelf, so the Cowra Breakout is still there. So, and Walking with the Anzacs, my battlefield guide, has just been reprinted again, so it's back in bookshops as well. So you can find them in bookshops all around Australia.
Yeah, well, I'm actually quite interested in getting them myself. I've got family members who served, and I'm quite interested in getting one of those books. So, I'll be sure to get some. And that's really fascinating. And what else? And tell me more about what documentaries you've done.
Well, I've been really lucky with that, Andrew, that I get to appear in some pretty good good stories. So I've done work with Tony Robinson in the UK and on History Hit with Dan Snow and lots of good documentaries. But also I have a YouTube channel where I make my own documentaries. And we've just done some really interesting ones about the Battle of Trafalgar and World War II in London and exploring trenches in the Ypres Salient in Belgium. So lots of great content on my YouTube channel, which is really, really great. I enjoy getting out there and walking the ground and bringing these stories to life. So it's great that that we can make documentaries that are accessible for everyone now for free on YouTube. So, so I really enjoy that aspect of my work.
Oh, that's wonderful. And I also hear that you host the National Geographic.
I have done some stuff on National Geographic, some documentaries, again, about military history.
That's great.
The main thing I do that keeps me busy is the documentaries and also my podcast, which is called Living History, which talks all about World War One and World War Two history. And we have a special, which is launching tomorrow, actually, an 8-part special on the Gallipoli campaign. So breaking the whole campaign down over 8 episodes. So that's launching tomorrow on my Living History podcast, which is very exciting. It's a really in-depth look at the Gallipoli campaign from the start and the origins of the campaign to all the landings and the fighting all up to the evacuation. So that's been really exciting to do as well.
Yeah, so to watch your documentaries, we just go to YouTube and if we want to have a look at it. And
yeah, that's right. You can just find Matt McLaughlin. You can just find me on YouTube or wherever you get your podcasts. You can find my Living History podcast. So easy to find, and all that content is free and available for everyone to download whenever they want to.
All right. Well, that's wonderful, Matthew. Thank you very much for your time this morning. And I also would like to thank you for all your work you've done and all the studies you've done. And anyone who is listening today, be sure to check out Matt McLaughlin's documentary and any of his books.
You've been listening to a 1FM podcast.